Hello, I'm Xochitl Mora with the City of McAllen. Welcome to your McAllen Minutes. If you missed the McAllen City Commission meeting of October 23rd, don't worry. Here's a brief recap of what was discussed. McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos called the McAllen City Commission meeting to order, and after the Pledge of Allegiance, District 2 Commissioner Joaquin J.J. Zamora gave the invocation. The meeting began with a presentation for Keep McAllen Beautiful, who recently won not one, not two, but three awards. McAllen received platinum certification as a Scenic City and won the People's Choice Scenic City Award by Scenic Texas, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that works hard to create a more beautiful Texas through promoting municipal landscaping, design standards for public projects, signage control, and scenic municipal development throughout our great state. Additionally, Texas A&M Forest Service and the Texas chapter of the International Society of Arboricultural recently presented the 2023 Outstanding Community Forestry Program Award to Keep McAllen Beautiful. The Outstanding Community Forestry Award recognizes individuals, organizations, or municipalities that have promoted community forestry through a program that significantly engages, educates, or enhances the community. Keep up the great work, Keep McAllen Beautiful. Mayor Pro Tem Omar Quintanilla was joined by University of Texas RGB President Dr. Guy Bailey in recognition of recent national rankings the school earned, including Washington Monthly ranked UTRGV as number one among all Texas universities and number 60 among all universities nationwide based on three main criteria: social mobility, public service, and research. Number one among all Texas universities and number two nationally for performance of Pell Grant students. Number one among all Texas universities for net price of attendance, and number one among all Texas universities for best social mobility. And the Chronicle of Higher Education ranked UTRGV as the number one fastest growing doctoral public university in Texas and number three nationally. Additionally, Degree Choices, a team of education researchers who provide a guide to prospective students, has ranked UTRGV as number one among public universities and number 15 among universities nationally based on economic value. And U.S. News and World Report ranked UTRGV number six among public universities in Texas and 227 among universities nationally, up 72 places from the previous year. And finally, the Hispanic Outlook on Education magazine ranked UTRGV as number two in total bachelor's degrees granted, number three in total master's degrees granted, and number four in total enrollment for four-year schools, and will spotlight UTRGV on the front cover of its October 2023 edition for its excellence and commitment to Hispanics in higher education. Congratulations to UTRGV on their commitment to excellence and providing a quality education to Rio Grande Valley students. V's up! District 5 Commissioner Sebi Haddad was joined by Colleen Hook and Friends of Quinta Mazatlan to proclaim October as Native Plant Month in McAllen. The Center for Urban Ecology at Quinta Mazatlan celebrates annually with Planta Nativa activities, including native plant workshops, speakers, native garden contests, children's programs, native tree giveaway for schools and homeowners, and educational public relations. Native plants provide economic benefits for the city by helping to grow the business of ecotourism, encouraging visitors from around the world to visit the beautiful natural areas in McAllen, Texas. And native plants help conserve water through their drought-resistant adaptations and add beauty to the city. Visit Quinta Mazatlan for more information on activities and events they host that provide information on how to plant native plants. District 1 Commissioner Tony Aguirre was joined by McAllen Municipal Court Judge Lauren Sepulveda and her staff to proclaim the week of November 6th through the 10th as Municipal Court Week in McAllen. Texas law authorizes a municipality to appoint municipal judges for a term of office. The City of McAllen Municipal Court is a state court and its judges are members of the state judiciary. McAllen Municipal Court judges are not policymakers but are bound by the law and the canons of judicial conduct and are required to make decisions independent of the governing body of the City Commission, city officials, and employees. City of McAllen Municipal Court judges and clerks strive to improve the administration of justice through participation in judicial education programs, seminars, workshops, and meetings of their state and local professional organizations. The City of McAllen Municipal Court became a court of record by ordinance on August 23, 2022, to increase transparency and accountability within the court. Keep up the great work, Judge Sepulveda. Finally, Commissioner Zamora was joined by Chris Lash, Keep McAllen Beautiful, and McAllen Public Works to invite the community to celebrate Arbor Day with Keep McAllen Beautiful on Saturday, November 4th at Westside Park. The event was created to help establish a dedicated tree fund for our city to help ensure a prosperous future for the community by providing workshops on proper tree maintenance and tree plantings, as well as to promote physical well-being through a 5K, 10K, kids 2K run, and a 25-mile or 100K bike ride. Over 1,000 trees will be given away, and activities, food, music, and fun for all ages will also be a part of the festivities. Contact Keep McAllen Beautiful for more information. Under public hearing, commissioners heard from several residents for and against a request for a conditional use permit for an event space with mixed use. The request was denied. Under the consent agenda, commissioners approved entering into an interlocal agreement with Hidalgo County for the 2024 South Texas All Hazards Conference to make the most efficient use of their resources for necessary training, networking, and professional development. The City of McAllen shall provide up to $5,000 to support the conference, and Hidalgo County shall provide $120,000 to the City of McAllen. Commissioners authorized the submission of a grant application to Game Time for the Community Champions Playground Grant, which funds projects that help bring to communities more playtime for children and families. The grant request, if awarded, is for $220,000 with no local match required. Commissioners authorized the submission of a grant application to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for the Community Outdoor Outreach Program, which funds projects that engage underserved populations in Texas Parks and Wildlife mission-oriented outdoor recreation, conservation, and environmental education activities. In collaboration with McAllen Public Utility, the McAllen Parks and Recreation Department is seeking funding related to expenses for the McAllen Junior Outdoors Adventures Program. The grant request, if awarded, is for $47,745 with no local match required. Commissioners approved a resolution to adopt the 2023 official tax rule. Commissioners approved a budget amendment in the sanitation and sanitation depreciation funds in the amount of $108,658.20 and $143,000 respectively to fully fund the purchase of one wheel loader at a cost of $251,658.20 for the Brush Department of McAllen Public Works. Commissioners approved the following consent co-op purchases. Award of contract to Cascade Engineering, Inc. of Grand Rapids, Michigan for the purchase of 1,908 residential recycling bins and 3,292 residential trash bins in the total amount of $320,637.84. Award of contract to Box Gang Manufacturing of Houston, Texas for the purchase of dumpsters and roll-offs in the total bid amount of $163,234 through Sourcewell Competitive Pricing. An award of contract to Reader Distributors, Inc. in the amount of $66,840.07 for bus maintenance equipment. Commissioners approved the status reports of the Parks and Recreation Department and Engineering Department and the Planning Subdivision Monthly Report. Under bids and contracts, commissioners approved a memorandum of understanding between the City of McAllen Police Department and the University of Texas RGB for law enforcement cooperation. Commissioners approved the award of contract to Doggett Heavy Machinery of San Juan, Texas in the amount of $251,658.20 for one wheel loader of the McAllen Public Works Brush Department. Under ordinances, commissioners approved amending terminology in the fire lane ordinance to match the International Fire Code, which requires the term no parking, fire lane. Currently, the local terminology in the ordinance reads fire lane, parking prohibited. Commissioners approved an increase to the McAllen Fire Department Strength Ordinance, increasing the number of captains to 8 from 7, as approved in the 2023-2024 budget. Under the manager's report, McAllen Tax Assessor Collector Rebecca Grimes gave an update on the year-to-date tax collection report, which has a balance of $58,106,007.03, which represents a collection rate of 97.34%. Commissioners also approved the delinquent tax collection report provided by Linebogger Goggin Blair Simpson, the City of McAllen's official delinquent tax collection law firm. Finally, commissioners approved the Immigration and Respite Center report as the City of McAllen continues to work with Catholic Charities and Border Patrol to receive the immigrant asylum seekers. We hope you enjoyed this recap of your McAllen City Commission meeting. Meetings are set for the second and fourth Monday of each month. We also air the entire meeting on the McAllen Cable Network Spectrum 1300 on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. For the City of McAllen, I'm Xochitl Mora.